is that guy?
Hey there, Cats and Kittens, I'm Mike Coughlin, and welcome to yet another edition of Walking and Talking with... Hey, there's a tree missing over here. This looks great. These people really cleared this up. This is all open. They've landscaped. Good job. That looks nice. That's an important thing to remember, kids. Uncle Mike here. I have an Uncle Mike. And he's always been Uncle Mike. Never... If I ever called him Michael, I've never heard him called Michael. He's Mike. Uncle Mike. And because of that, actually, I don't want to be called Uncle Mike. I'm not a bad guy or anything. It just feels like that's the uncle. Like, I'm Uncle... I don't know what the fuck I'm going to be called. They'll probably call me Uncle Mike. Because my brother calls me Mike. I don't know what my sister-in-law calls me. Mother calls me Michael. Women tend to call me Michael. I don't know. Men call me Mike. And yet, without fail, every single time I meet someone, and they say, do you prefer Mike or Michael? I always say, I've been called both and worse. Every time I get to laugh. Every fucking time. Like, it's not a great joke or anything like that, but it's like the... In some respects, it might be the perfect joke. It's lighthearted. Catches you off guard. It lets people know in advance upon first meeting me. Hey, I'm a funny guy. We can hang out and be chum. Be chummy. Be chumsters. Be butt buddies, even. Your butt, my butt. Yeah. Right next to each other, side by side. Just smacking them into each other like four gigantic slabs of sweaty bread. Loaves of bread. Yeah. So yeah, this is MMA and stuff. I'm walking and talking with a dog. Mostly because, only because I'm walking him. I was going to get high also. I didn't do that inside. This is going to hurt. This is a brand new vape pen. By the way, it's not gay if it's weed. And it's not wrong to call it gay if you're ripping on weed of vaping. Now you dropped out some turds there. They don't even blend into the grass. I mean, this is some fucking... Secret of the Ooze colored dog turds there. I don't know, fucking... These pet turtles are going to grab those chunks of radioactive cotton. That's kind of what it looks like. It looks kind of like popcorn. Popcorn balls. But yeah, I thought about talking about like the little brown kids that Donald Trump is throwing into cages. Everybody's talking about that one. That's really pissed people off. I guess it's like 2,000 kids down there. Something like that, 2,000 or so. 250 a day or some shit? That's a lot of fucking kids. Or is it? I feel like this is one of these issues. I don't feel like it. I know it is, because I don't have feelings. I have knowledge. That we make a big deal out of it. It's not. Couple thousand people. Oh, Michael, thousands, this is a lot of people. There's 330 million people in America. 2,000 kids would be a really poor turnout for WWE and Corpus Christi. Let alone, you know, I mean, so we're not talking about a ton of people here. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. But just put in perspective, we're all spending a lot of fucking time on all this shit. Meanwhile, AIDS is still a thing. I guess, I don't know. I was talking to my mother about how in California they recently lowered the criminal penalty for knowingly giving somebody AIDS. It had previously been considered a felony, and I believe it's been lowered to a misdemeanor. I believe it's been a misdemeanor. I don't think it's been completely decriminalized, but it was definitely lowered. One of the dumbest, most insane fucking things I've ever heard in my fucking life. We have a really, really fucked up world right now. In America. I don't know what Europeans do. I don't think the Europeans have a fucking clue how shit works. They don't know what a multicultural society is. See, I'm supposed to believe that the motherfuckers in England know the first fucking thing about true multiculturalism? You fucking twats have a very distinct flag, accent, culture, customs for every, like, 13 feet on that stupid island. All right? Give me this crap. Your little doggy walking here. This lady's looking at me like, oh, look at the little doggy. I'm all like, yeah, I'm not talking about cultural appropriation of victimhood. Whatever the fuck it is. That don't really make any sense. Can't lie. I don't even know where hell is flowing there. Oh, well. I really should stop doing so much drugs, I think. But yeah, they don't know what it's like. They don't know what it's like to have all this stuff. I mean, these people fucking separate and balkanize themselves to the point where the term balkanize, as in to, you know, isolate oneself into a smaller and smaller little group, is from fucking Europe, all right? And guess what, Asia? I'm looking at you too, motherfuckers. You're no different. You're gonna be this horseshit in China. Nobody speaks fucking Mandarin, all right? No one. Oh, a couple hundred million people, maybe. Most of those people in China, they don't have a clue. They're all living in their own little areas, and they're just being just brutalized by their dictators, and that's it. But the Mongols have essentially nothing in common at all with anyone, say, Guangzhou, or Hong Kong, or anything like that. I mean, come on. And that's despite the fact that they all look the same. So you really think America, I mean, look at America. We are fucking nailing this shit. We have so many, you fuckers in Europe have state churches still. I mean, what the fuck? I have a cousin who set fire to a church. Alright, you know? Yeah. I mean, he's not invited to family functions anymore. And he's got, there's a tale that there was a warrant out for his arrest. We'll call him, Barry. My cousin Barry. Barry Obama. Excuse me, kids. It's Tim Coffin. I don't care. And, so the story goes, my cousin's just like, yeah, that's who it is. That one. The story goes, and I don't know if he's the one that set fire to a church or somebody at Easter was talking about some kid that burned it, set fire to a church. I was like, huh, all right. Not totally out of place for my family. Not even close. Wife swappers. Possibly incest. There's a lot. Like, my family. We're kind of like. I want to say JonBenet Ramsey, but that's not right. We're very Honey Boo Boo-ish. You know, we're kind of like white trash in a trailer park, but we're kind of like at the top of it. It has nothing to do with money. Nothing. People think it has nothing to do with money. Richest members of the family, poorest members, nope. Something about Coffins. We're just a trash people. Can't wait to see everybody in like 10 days. I get to see my family again. That'd be great. It is good to be amongst your own people, you know? Maybe those Balkans, maybe they're really nailing it there. But yeah, 2,000 kids, it sucks. I mean, I don't know. It's a little kid. You know, never fuck with little kids. I get it. My joke, and it's a pretty good joke, and it's true. These people are not Mexican. They tend to be El Salvadorian or Honduran. I always say Honduran, because I feel like I'm saying it very often. Like, well, he's not from Honduras, he's Honduran. Arriba. He's from Honduras, yeah. Anyway, you know, war-torn parts of the world. Any other time in history, man, except for the past year and a half, we would call them shitholes, but, you know. Six, one, a half dozen, yeah. And I get it. And they're running. And the problem is, like, are they seeking asylum? I know that's the big thing. And this is a shit situation. Let's just set aside some of the general question of immigration in America. I think everybody's just trying to. I don't say everybody. I feel like half the people are trying to avoid the conversation of basically how many. That's it. And it's a really simple question. Not simple. Well, it's a simple question. It's just not easy. Because there has to be, look, just logically, there has to be a limit. Then maybe you don't think, well, we haven't reached it. That's fine, but just, you should tell me. Right? I mean, it's kind of weird. And here's the thing. Say you think, ah, that's a trap. That's a rhetorical trap. These right-wingers, they always bring this up. They're just trying to trick us, whatever. You know, you don't want to engage for that reason. That's fine. I get it. You know, whenever some liberal woman talks to me about women's rights, I always do the same thing. Like, I don't want to talk about that Me Too stuff. We're not all rapists. Oh, we are. We definitely are. We are the descendants of rapists and murderers. We are the descendants of very successful rapists and murderers, all right? Those are your genes. The same way that my 30-pound half-breed puggle here has the genes of a wolf within him. So too do I, as a man in particular, but as a human being, but as a man, have the genes of rapists and murderers within my soul. And much like the difference between a gray wolf and a puggle, nobody's really afraid of me. Yeah, women, they're not really. No, women aren't looking at me. Outside of the fact, like, yeah, he is a man. He's in moderately good shape. Now I am. And he does, in theory, have a working penis, though they don't know that at the time. They're still not really afraid of me. Isn't that a weird show, huh? I would like to say, I'm going to talk about something specific. And there's that little part of me that's kind of like, nobody's going to really listen to this, but maybe one day people look back and go, yeah? Like, imagine if Da Vinci had a phone like I do. What if we just were able to go back? And we will. We will one day go back, and we're going to look and go, this brilliant genius who redefined intelligence, basically. We got to hear everything he was thinking when he walked his dog. Wow. Like, we would eat that shit up. So, on the off chance that I become really, really successful and famous and smart, this is pretty good shit. How you doing, kid? You in bed? Listen to this? You whack off already? You sitting there going, "Hey, whack off. I'm a girl. We don't do whack it off." You flick your bean. Don't do that. You're talking about my children? Everybody tries it once a day. Anyways, little kids, it sucks. The whole, I think it's overblown, as I tend to think that most controversies are either overblown if I don't care, or underreported if they're important to me. That's usually how things go in my world. Like I said, 2,000 people, 2,000 little kids. Maybe, I don't know. And this shit happens all the time. I think one of the great, I don't want to say irony, it's not ironic. For all Donald Trump's talk about blowing up the deep state and draining the swamp and all that, in a weird way, he's right, because he's demonstrating, and nobody's paying attention. Nobody wants to. But he's basically demonstrating that we live in almost a lawless society. No, we have some general idea of what the law is, of what happens if you do A or B or whatever. We don't really have laws as we should think of them. Hey, Puggles. Stop sniffing that dog's yard. Yeah, I know. Right as I get to the good part, right, people? No, but... yeah, you. What we do, at least on some weird level... And you see this in that... they're all guilty. Everybody's breaking a law. Like, basically every day, most people break a law. Just living your life and being... I'm breaking a law right now, so I'm carrying marijuana on my person, and I do not have my card on me. So I think maybe technically I'm violating the law. I didn't bring any doggy bags to pick up my dog's shit. I'm breaking the law. This is fucking stupid. Like, literally everything we do in life, there's a law to it. But even look at this stuff. I mean, look what Donald Trump's doing. Nobody has made an allegation, for obvious reasons, they can't, that he's breaking the law. Donald Trump can just look right there and go, there it is, the law has been written, that's what it is. And I think we see this a lot. We see this kind of better example, still emotionally charged, because we live in the most emotionally charged presidency ever. But look at Israel. And Jerusalem. I don't know how to say Jerusalem with like a little Jewy accent. I don't really know what it would sound like. I don't really know if the Jewy accent that I'm thinking of from New York is actually a Jewish accent at all. Maybe that's why I'm calling it Jewy. Not because I'm an unsubtle, in this case, anti-Semite, but because I'm an idiot. And that's more likely, Mike. Anyways, by the way, I like the, or one moment I'm like, eh, I wonder when they'll be this great thinker, philosopher. And I started going off and I'm pontificating. It's like, look at that. He's talking about the concept of just laws. And when does the law break down and become a parody of itself? Oh, nope, now he's just being an anti-Semite. Yeah, you know. Now, this little kid just rode by on his bike, too, so I really should knock it off. Car coming up on the right, probably a Jew. They turned away. Definitely a Jew. They fear my power. What's with me and the Jews? Hey, this guy is on a riding lawnmower up here. Jew. There's no fucking Jews around me. Are you kidding? No. But no. The best example is Jerusalem and Israel. So Congress, for, you know, years or whatever, way back when, like the 90s or shit, they voted to say that America should recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. I'm going to stop now, because I'm walking. Come on, doggo. Come on, you can do it. Anyways, yeah. So we passed it, and they all voted on it, and it was something like, you know, like there's like two people in all of Congress that didn't vote yes, right? So, you know, like 98 to 2 or some shit like that in the Senate, I think it was. Just some ridiculous, overwhelming type of deal. The kind of thing that when you see something get passed that way, you know it's either the worst idea ever or a good one. You know, like, you only see those like, votes come up when the bill is, like, and June 1st, from this day forth, shall be known as Give a Firm Handshake Day. And everybody's like, oh, rumble, 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 I support firm handshakes, rumble, rumble, rumble. Or it's something truly terrifying, and, it's like, today's date is September 12th, 2001, and we vote to give authorization for the United States government to collect any piece of information that it thinks it might want to one day possibly use against you. And everybody's like, oh, grumble, grumble, grumble. I hate terrorists. Grumble, grumble, grumble. And they all vote for it. It's like, huh. So, a vote to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. What a politically themed show this is. Not politically, internationally. Oh, the solution to get them bored. I don't care. There's my solution. I don't care. Mr. Coffin, you'd like to be president of the United States. What is your position? I don't really care. That's the problem. Most of us, on most issues, would look at things and go, I don't care. Like, should gay people get a birthday cake or a wedding cake or whatever? Should they be allowed to do it or not allowed to do it? Whatever. Most people, I think, would just go, I don't really care. If you do care, it's, what, 30 seconds? Maybe. Maybe you'll sign an online petition and hit like. Fucking doing your job there, man. You're fighting a good fight. You're going to show those fascists who's boss. Man, when the fucking brown shirts, the black and tanned, not sure which one it was, Mussolini. Isn't black and tan the Irish? I don't know. But when they, come on, let's go. When they were oppressing people, the people rose up as one. And with one voice, they clicked. Like. But yeah, no, that's not really quite the same. So yeah, we all supported Jerusalem being the capital of Israel. Like, that's what, I mean, it was unambiguous. No question about it. That's what it is. That's what we decided should be the rule, right? It wasn't a binding resolution or anything like that, but it was still a thing we did. And so, on some level, again, for any, so when Donald Trump moved our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, I wonder if it's like Jerusalem, something like that, you know? I wonder if Salem has anything to do with Jerusalem. I bet it does. But yeah, so he moves our embassy there, which follows protocol. You know, we have our... You always have your embassy in the other country's capital or some shit like that. Now, so everything's in New York. I'm sorry, Washington, D.C. Not, like, Iowa. Be kind of cool, though, if I, like, ran I don't know, like Romania or one of the stands. I would just say, I'm making my capital. We're going to Iowa City. I don't know what accent that is either. That's a good thing, Mike. Kind of nondescript, evilish sounding. It's true, too. Every time I hear a fucking accent, it sounds kind of Russian-y or Middle Eastern-y. I think evil. That's my gut instinct. Then I back off and I go, whoa. Let's just reassess the situation. Look at all the available facts and come to the same damn conclusion. And you saw that joke coming. But you didn't see the follow-up. Oh. And I didn't see the dog stopping here. So yeah, we all thought, everybody in America is just like, yep, Jerusalem, that's the capital of Israel. Why? The Jews said it's their capital. So yeah, there we go. And then Donald Trump moves it. Now all of a sudden, he's just stoking the flames. And blah, blah, blah. People got all angry and you saw it on the news. But it shows what's going on here. Everybody's out of their fucking mind. You authorized him to do it. And then he did it. Somebody said, hey, President, you're in charge of enforcing the law. Ah, okay. Now, here's the law. Ah, okay. And even, it was really funny, is that Trump's doing all this stuff, and he's enforcing this, and he's saying, hey, Congress, just change the law. Congress won't do it. Maybe they will, but they haven't yet. But again, point, he's not doing anything illegal. We decide this shit, and we just make this is a law, and we just enforce it, and we decide whether it should be enforced on a whim. I think that's immoral for everyone involved. I mean, what the fuck? If the law is not applied fairly at all times and in a consistent manner, it's not the law. All you've done then is empower certain people to enforce their version of things. Now, I understand that that's going to happen. That's the nature of the beast. But when it's brought to our attention, we should try to avoid it. We shouldn't lean into it. No, I acknowledge that this isn't always easy, that there are going to be times when you have an obligation, a moral obligation, whatever, to disobey an unjust law. I get it. You know, if tomorrow the law is passed and it said that I'm trying to think what kind of evil law was passed that I wouldn't go, I'll see how, I'll run with it. Like they said, slavery is back. I'd probably be like, wow, that's really bad. Then I go, I don't really know any black people. But like, if you want to say, it's kind of weird to fight to protest that one. But anyway, so yeah, there's some unjust law, blah, blah, blah. We all can fight. But nobody really considers these unjust laws. They just don't like that they're being enforced, maybe, but they all pass them. Like, these things are all voted on by everyone. It's just somebody comes along and does them, and everybody's angry. Stop passing fucking laws. And I think this is a problem. Donald Trump, I don't think he does it on purpose. I don't think he's this kind of operator, but hey, assholes. Stop being politicians. Donald Trump is forcing people to stop being a politician. You can't just say, oh, yeah, I voted for Israel and Jerusalem. And then you can go to AIPAC and you just tell them, see, you know, I voted. Look, I signed that sheet of paper that says Jerusalem should be the capital of Israel. Aren't I great? And everyone goes, I guess so, all right. And then, you know, a couple years later when somebody says, all right, you got to go, Jerusalem's the capital. Then they go, whoa. Wait, no. It's like, no. Your words have consequences. Your actions have consequences. You want to pass a law that says the president, that gives the president the authority to do this? Don't be surprised when he does it. And this has always been a big point of contention for me, and it's one of the reasons why I pretty much hate liberals, leftists, because they don't seem to want to face a real clear reality, which is that I and people on my side have been saying for years, eventually the guy you don't like gets that power. Stop giving to the fucking government. Look what's happened. All this stuff, you gave him the power to do it. If we didn't empower these people, they wouldn't be able to do this shit. Because again, nobody's saying Donald Trump doesn't have the authority to do this, for the most part. I mean, I know, he wasn't duly elected, but I get that. But like, you know, nobody's saying like, well, that's not what the law says at all. But like, it's really clearly there. He's like, no, it's his discretion, maybe he shouldn't do it, fine. But fuck off. Stop getting, like, I don't like discretion in my law. I'm not a big fan of that. Like, yeah, it's a fucking law. If you steal a loaf of bread, you get hit in the hand. Maybe you're starving and you have to steal the bread, but you should also, here's the thing, when you break the law, even if you're doing it for a good reason, you still have to face the consequences of doing it. Otherwise, you're not taking a courageous stand. You don't get brownie points for standing up for slavery in 2015, standing against slavery in America in 2018. You do get brownie points if you do it in 1818. And I think we all know why. Because doggy here. Oh, you all right, buddy? You just slam your head on the ground? Moron. I don't know, buddy. My point is that this is all Obama's fault. That's the show. I'll be back with Matthew tomorrow.
I'm finished.